This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Believe it or not, is the 4th of July. We've taken care of Father's Day now, so your next intention to have fun for the perfect steak on the barbecue is the 4th of July, and then before you know it, it'll be Labor Day, and then it'll be Veterans Day, and then it'll be Thanksgiving, and then it'll be Christmas. And then,
No. Did you have a good Father's Day, Dougie? Your kids were in town to see you. Did you guys have fun?
I did, as a matter of fact. Yeah, we had a nice afternoon yesterday. Had a number of people, 25 or 30 friends came over, and we had a little bit of a clam bake and some chowder and that kind of stuff.
Yes. Chowder and some lobster.
Chowder, lobster, that sort of thing. It was a very pleasant day here weather-wise. Looking across the country weather-wise, actually all the way to the West Coast, Phoenix, 115 degrees yesterday. What was it? It was 118 at one point, 115. It was 118 on Saturday, apparently. 115 yesterday, breaking some records, according to the National Weather Service. What was the temperature? You live on the other side of the hill, Jen.
Yes.
And so it's always hotter there on the Burbank side than it is
on
the west
of LA. Although downtown LA and the beaches were still in the 90s yesterday. You know it's hot when it's that hot down there. It was 108. It, depending on if you were at my house or wherever you were, it was like between 108 and 110, which was ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that... This sort of goes as a warning, and it's meant to be that. The real true story behind how really debilitating heat can be, story of a woman, 28 years old yesterday, who was an athlete. She was a wrestler. She was a weightlifter. She was a mountain biker. She was a personal trainer. She died yesterday from heat exposure. 28 years old. She was carrying water. She became exhausted. She had gone out with a couple of her friends to do some biking at 6 in the morning. And she died in the hospital. No medical issues, no medical complications, completely heat related.
Wow. You know, I was chatting with someone yesterday about how, especially young people, I think as you get older, you get more respect for it, but people get a little arrogant with Mother Nature, and they think that they can beat it. They can climb that rock. They can do this. They can jump out of this. They can do all that. Mother Nature sometimes has a way of reminding you that you still have to respect it. You know, you can't just, and sadly, it's these stories. I mean, you have to.
Well, it happened 2 days in a row. A man went through the same thing on Saturday, who is about the same age and about the same shape. Today, Phoenix could see 120 degrees.
Ugh.
So if you go on to some of the social media posting, residents commiserating, posting photos of the temperatures on the thermometer, car thermometers, that sort of thing. So you can check them out. Facebook.com/good day. Twitter
in California,
at good day.
Yeah, go ahead. We've got all these little fires popping up everywhere, which is from the heat. It doesn't. It's just so bad. Silver Lake, actually, which is an area you know. There was a brush fire there yesterday. There's a big one in Santa Barbara. I mean, they're just popping up everywhere.
Yep. All right, so people, speaking of things popping up, people in the news, here's a sad story. The fellow who played in the revival of Star Trek, he played Chekhov, named Anton Yelchin, was run over in his own driveway yesterday.
It's the saddest, scariest story. It's crazy.
How do you get out of the car? He apparently lived up in the hills where the driveways are ridiculous. He left the car idle to run back in the house to get something, and he apparently didn't put it in park, or at least he didn't put it in well enough, and it bounced out, rolled over him, and ran him over and killed him.
Wow.
So 27 years old. That's got to be.
That all went viral last night. I don't watch the Star Trek movies, but it's amazing how many celebrities were tweeting about being friends with him, and everyone just seemed devastated. It's a horrible freak accident. I mean, his friends, he didn't show up for rehearsal, and his friends went to go check on him and found him pinned by his car. He was already dead. I mean, it's horribly tragic.
All right, here's some good news. Eddie Redmayne friends... He is remember him, the Danish girl, Theory of Everything, played Stephen Hawkins. He and his wife, Hannah, welcomed a baby girl over the weekend. He's also in this new Harry Potter spinoff, I think. He's got quite a career. He plays, would you say, edgy, strange characters are him?
Definitely. He's one of those actors that's really acclaimed. I mean, he's critically acclaimed, but he does always, you know, he loses a lot of weight for the roles, or he kind of transforms himself quite a bit.
Ron Lester starred in Varsity Blues. Don't know him. 45 years of age. His liver and kidney failed. He weighed 500 pounds.
Wow. He's then Billy Bob with the big pig named Bacon.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
Varsity Blues.
Great Billy movie. Bob.
Yeah,
he weighed 500 pounds. He had a gastric bypass, lost 300 pounds. But even if you take all that weight off, it doesn't make any difference, frankly, because the damage is done to your arteries, to your veins, to your all your organs and that sort of thing, kidney disease. That sort of thing.
Sometimes I wonder too about the gastric bypass, because you go from having this really robust diet, right? You know, obviously to support a large frame like that, you're eating a lot, and then you go to having nothing, and then it has to make your you're so restricted you can't even eat strawberries after gastric bypass because of the seeds, and it makes you wonder if that does harm to your system too. I mean, I don't know, that'd be a good question maybe for Dr. Ken or one of our experts here on Good Day.
All right, remember that, Jen, and that'll be you'll be in charge.
I'll remember. I'll write it down, Dougie. I'll write it down.
Thank you. Mila Kunis, is that how you pronounce it? Mila.
Mila.
Right? She's married to Ashton Kutcher. Apparently, she's in the motherly way, expecting her second child. I didn't realize they had one.
Mm-hmm. But
they're very private
about stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have one daughter whose name is Wyatt, 20 months old. They got married last summer, and now she wants more children. And so she's pregnant with her second child. What's the age difference between the two of them? Both about the same age, or is he a little older? I don't know.
I think he might be a little older. He's my age, and I think she might be a couple years younger.
Yeah,
not by much. But, yeah, they're way closer in age than he was with Demi Moore, for sure.
Yeah.
The rumors of Richard Simmons going off the deep end, on the record denying reports that he is... going off the deep end and becoming a woman. He posted on his Facebook page, "Some tabloids have recently falsely reported I am transitioning. I feel compelled to set the record straight and refute these lies. Although I am not transitioning, I have and always will be supportive of those who are going through their journey." So if that's not going on with him, then what is going on with him are the questions coming from people. So, what's the answer?
I feel like he's got some health problems, but I don't know that he's going to be public about it. Yeah.
No. Nah. Yeah. It may have to do with other things.
Yeah.
How's that? Yes.
There you go.
All right.
Very descriptive, Dougie. Good work.
Yeah. Thank you very much. 15 past the hour. All right. So, this just reminded me the story of the fellow who died because of what happened to his organs. If you want to keep your organs in perfect shape, then you need Super Beats. You need Neo 40. You need the new Beat Elite. I had some Beat Elite over the weekend.
Yeah.
And man, this stuff do me a world of good. This is a natural evolution. The company that is responsible for Super Beats and Neo 40, things that you've heard us talk about a great deal here. I drink Super Beats every day. Jennifer drinks Super Beats every day. Kara's got them there. She drinks them every day. Victoria's drinking them every day. So you're not questioning what will happen to your energy level by the middle of the afternoon, because you got the answer. Superbeats. Two ways of using this product. One of them, Neo 40, which is an encapsulated teaspoon of Superbeats, the same teaspoon you put in a 4-ounce glass of water and drink through the day, gives you energy, pick up, that sort of thing. But in the morning when you get up, there are a lot of people who drink coffee or who are, they need to go get some caffeine to get themselves charged up and wake up before they get in the car. This provides you, this Neo 40 capsule provides you with the same dietary nitrates and antioxidants and vitamins and minerals, all good stuff to get you going. Bing, bang, boom, put in your mouth. It will be absorbed into your system right away. It's all natural and gives you that kick because it opens up your veins, gets the blood around. The natural way for you to wake up, get the blood into your brains, your muscles, all over your body. Doesn't taste like vegetables. It's a mild berry flavor. You will love the taste of, did I say flavor? Flavor.
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 Superbeats. Flavor Flav.
It's Flavor.
Call now, 800-655-4183, and order your first supply of Superbeats if you haven't been there yet. This idea, this mention, is for you. The people that have had it, I don't have to talk to them. They know that it's good. They go back and reorder it all the time themselves. This is to get you on to the product. Call 800-655-4183. I know when I put it that way, it's sort of like, I want to get you hooked, like it's some kind of drug. No, it's the cure for
I keep it on my
problems.
Desk.
Yeah.
At work,
you have,
you know,
high blood
around
pressure.
3 o'clock. Yeah, it just gets
you. Yeah, you get that way, especially when you get up as early as you do out there. This, you need to be able to function. All right, so here's what you do. Call 800-655-4183. First order of Superbeats, I think, is a three-month deal. Then you get the extra month free, so you have 4 months for the price of three. You get the results, or you get your money back. Get a book called Beat the Odds. Very helpful for you to understand better how your body is working. Free shipping when you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. So call 800-655-4183 for this amazing product. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com, either place you can order it. Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's not Finding Nemo, but Finding Dory is still an amazing, fantastic-looking underwater adventure. But many.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy 5 or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Thank you. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Underwood, right?
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton, him too. All right. So, is it me or the time? Does it seem like they just all these people go from one person to the next to the next to the next? They keep some people say, well, they just keep trying, but no, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out.
They were Miranda married for Lambert's, 4 or 5 years, which in Hollywood is like, you know, at least 30. Yeah.
But now, what Blake has gone on to. Excuse me, Gwen Stefani. And now Miranda Lambert has gone on to Anderson East.
Right.
A new boyfriend. So, but is it just a lot of people go, is it just me or what? I'm trying to figure this out here.
I think
they just move from one to the next to the next to the next.
Yeah, there's a lot of jumping around. Part of the issue, I think, with Blake and Miranda is that Blake wanted to have kids. He's just turned 40 over the weekend, I think, and he wanted to have kids and settle down, and she wasn't ready to do that. And, you know, I mean, that's a cause of strain in a relationship. So.
Right. But it just seems like this one day she's with him and gets divorced, the next day she's with this other guy.
And she left.
Well, she kind of left Blake for this guy, right? They were on tour together, Anderson East, and that became, there was an affair happening there, because Gwen Stefani said she and Blake had gone through the same thing of spousal cheating.
Right.
All right, okay. I just want to get the record straight so I know all the players. All right, so we're listening to Miranda Lambert's music, but now let's find Anderson East here, a new song that... called Only You, that has sort of a doo-wop-ish feel to it. Let's see if I agree with that assessment. Crank it up there, Tara.
Like it, don't you like it?
Yeah, I do.
This is
you. Yeah. La la la. So we're now going to go from something that's cute to something that's silly. All right, this is the story. Anderson East, we've taken care of him, Miranda Lambert. Now it's time for me to turn the focus onto a guy that is was quite a radio personality, was best known for his parodies. The guy's name is Bob Rivers. Did some great Christmas stuff for years and years and years. Now he and one of his pals have taken the old Steve Martin deal, King Tut, and have changed the the words somewhat. I think you'll get the gist of this by listening to the new parody on King Trump.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
King Trump.
Now, when he started running, no one thought we'd see people stand in line to see the Orange King. How'd we get so lucky?
Donald Trump.
Gonna save our country.
For the silver spoon, heated by the moon, King Trump.
I'm really rich, I'll show you that.
Now when he wins, and China has to see him, he'll get back all our money and build a coliseum.
King Trump.
Hillary's a donkey.
Donald Trump.
He's my favorite honky.
Built the Taj Mahal. Now we'll build the wall. King Trump.
Golden eyebrows.
You get the gist of that. Must be available. It's online everywhere, I think. Do we post it on any of our social media, Victoria?
We can. So yeah, we will.
Probably do that.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, 28 past the hour. It's a good day.
He's keeping out the Muslims. Everybody loves him.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Program with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. You're all aware, well, that's not fair. That's not a good thing to make an assumption. Let me bring you up to date on something that happened over the weekend in Orlando, where the funeral was held for a number of people that were killed last week in that massacre at the Pulse. So there's this 44-year-old woman who gets behind the funeral procession and decides that whatever is going on in her life is more important than the funeral of these people. So she decides to start blowing her horn, and she drives around the procession. Now, remember, there are a number of hearses, a number of cars. It's a long procession. I think 40, 45 cars at least. And she's going somewhere in a hurry, and she doesn't want to follow the slowness of the car, so she bangs a left, blows her horn, and floors it to get around the funeral procession, and doesn't make it. Another car is coming toward her, so she pulls over and runs over two of the motorcycle policemen that are in the head in the front of the procession, and they, you know, everybody stops, and they get run over by their own bikes and to come damn close to getting run over by the hearse behind him. And this woman, then the police chase her and stop her, and she gets arrested and cited and all this other stuff. But what it does is bring around a focus to all of us about what we do with our lives, how we, and I'm guilty of this myself, of putting too many things into an hour, into a day, and then becoming impatient when I can't get everything done. And then you put yourself first ahead of, and it seemed indecent is probably the word I'd come up with. I look at this, it's selfish and decent for this sort of thing in this solemn time. She must have known what she was encountering with all of these. It wasn't just a single funeral.
How could you not? You'd have to be living under a rock to not know
right.
Orlando.
Exactly.
It must be a funeral procession. I mean, and it doesn't even matter who it is. I mean, a funeral procession in general, you don't do that. I mean, come on. People just get so caught up in their own lives and their own... I don't know. They just get caught up in their own heads, and it's like there are other people on the planet that need some sympathy. You know, take the minute to take a breath and use that minute to think about something else that you're stuck in that funeral procession.
I feel like most people are just not doing things maliciously, but they're just oblivious to what's going on. I mean, I see people, like tons of people on the highway every day driving with headphones in, and I mean, that's not legal to do, at least here, and I always just wonder how you're paying attention to what else is going on the road if you have headphones in. And people just need to take a step back, especially in the car when there's so much else going on.
So this brings me around to thinking about a bigger picture. When things like this happen, the police or the insurance companies or whatever, they refer to it as an accident. It's not an accident. This is not an accident. This was done, she had forethought. It's like committing premeditated murder. It's not an accident. There's the word accident. There's a growing campaign against using the word accident. A lot of people argue that the change of this word or using this word or phrase makes the roads safer in the end. It's not an accident. This is a crash. Accident connotes the absence of blame, shifting responsibility away from the driver to make the whole thing seem like some unfortunate coincidence. No! This woman is to blame for this. It isn't the police officers. It isn't the hearse. It isn't the funeral procession. This woman is 100% to blame for these two officers being pinned under their motorcycle.
She prioritized wherever she was going over the needs and the lives of other people.
Right. And if you look at DOT numbers, 94% of all the crashes that take place on the highway are attributed to one driver or the other. It's not an accident. Something didn't fall off the truck in front of them and cause them to swerve. No, people drink too much. They are all fiddling around with their phones, texting, whatever. Or they're just so self-absorbed, they have to get there first. And so let's stop calling these things accidents and call them what they are. They are crashes. That's number one. I think the other thing, or there are a number, I mean, I'm looking at a study that was done about driving in the fast lane and who ought to be in the fast lane and where fast lanes should be built. Los Angeles is the best example I can come up with, but I think most other cities now are building these HOV lanes on the thoroughfares that are going in and out of the city, so that the people who are in them, whether it's buses or people with two or three people in the car, can get there faster rather than people in their cars by themselves plugging up, choking the arteries. Is that fair? And so I have a question to ask you. Would you pay money to get to your destination faster in traffic by using the high-speed lane? Would you go faster and pay for it? Is that something? Because you don't have to pay now. You're alone. You're stuck in traffic. You're going home from work. You look at the car speeding along in a carpool lane, and you wish you could join them. The state of Maryland wants to know, they're applying for federal funds to study whether paying a fee to drive in the HOV lane would help people in Washington. Now, Kara, you live there. This has been used, we call these in Southern California, the Lexus lanes. I think we got that whole, what is it, 90, 91?
Did we call 91? Them the Lexus lanes? I didn't know that.
Yes,
I've never heard of you, Jen. Where have you been?
I know.
Yeah. Well, we don't.
Jen, don't you have a Lexus? That means you're in that lane.
I know. Right. Well, we don't have. Right. I guess the HOV lanes right now. You don't have to pay to use. I never use them because I'm almost old.
No, you don't. If you have two people in the car.
But
the idea here is to use the HOV lanes as a single driver. If you pay, in this circumstance, the suggestion is that a 15-minute ride on the 275 going in and out of Washington costs you $3.75.
We do have something similar to that, though, which because we have the express lanes on some of the highways around here, and so they don't have all of the exits, but you can drive faster and straighter, but you have to have the Easy Pass in order to use those lanes.
Yes.
So I don't have Easy Pass, so I can't use it, and I think because my hours are weird, I don't know, I don't care that much, so I wouldn't pay to use the HOV lanes. I don't hit that much traffic, and I tend to not get that angry in the car when I'm driving. So I think I'd be fine without it. But I know, I mean, tons of people use the express lanes all the time.
Well, if you're stuck, if you're a regular commuter and you're stuck in any of the, you know, going in and out of New York City or out in California, when you see the footage of people just backed up five lanes wide, I definitely think people would pay for that.
Oh, yeah, everyone that I know who lives in California or who has ever driven on the, what is it, the 401, or I might have just
the
made 405. That. 405.
Very
close.
The world-famous 405.
Yeah. I'm familiar with California. But everyone, you know, talks about how it takes, like, hours and hours to get anywhere, and so I can totally imagine doing it out there, but I don't think traffic here is bad enough to warrant that.
Okay. Jen, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I didn't want to step on you, but we have the little passes now, these little devices that you put in the car that you pay for that allows you to use special lanes, and they actually have built special freeways that you can travel on that only allow people with those passes to drive on. And so, I mean, it's worth it if you're commuting all the time. I mean, I don't thankfully have to commute too far, although that's changing for me pretty soon. So, you know, maybe you would be interested in one of these, but my dad has one, and I borrow it when I travel to LAX or wherever, because you can use those special lanes.
Well, here's something that speaks to part of this issue, and the other part of it, the first part of it, using this woman as an example and talking about crashes versus accidents, I saw something that was somewhat similar to the incident with this younger woman caused by an older driver. And then we get into this whole discussion of whether or not older drivers ought to be banned from the highway. There are all kinds of crazy things that you can see if you do a little bit of research. Drunken drivers, older drivers, people using their texting or phone. There are a ton. If you look at the National Traffic Safety stats, there are tons of these activities that are going on. They keep you from steering the car properly, paying attention to what's on the road. I can tell you that, I mean, I saw people putting makeup on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All the time.
It's called farting. F-A-R-D-I-N-G.
What is it?
Farting. Called farting. F-A-R-D-I-N-G.
What does that mean?
F-A-R-D. ING, farting,
what does that
is
mean?
The application of makeup as you're driving, paying attention to, you can look it up, because it's a legitimate word. F-A-R-D-I-N-G, did you see it?
No.
I'm going to look it up now.
We're looking it up. Yeah, I would rather I'd rather drive next to an older person than to a younger person. Younger people are constantly distracted. They're looking at cell phones, playing with the radio, doing everything that they do. I mean, you know, I don't think it's fair to say arbitrarily when someone turns 85, they shouldn't be able to drive. I mean, those people might still be very good drivers. I mean, it's got to be individual.
I just always have thought, how come you don't have to take a new driver's test when you hit 80 or 85?
I think you take it more frequently.
You take it more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
By the year 2020, according to the National Highway Safety Council, those people over the age of 65 will increase by 50%. And those over 85 are going to be involved in twice as many accidents as they are now. because of more cars on the road, more sophisticated driving machines that older people oftentimes don't even know. I mean, a lot of times people get into new cars, they don't know what they're driving, all of the paraphernalia with it. So you've got that. See how complicated all these issues are? I've seen a lot of people doing things, and this is what got me thinking about this woman passing the processional in Orlando over the weekend. Got me thinking about all of these times. We've all seen people various ages, various circumstances, and there are all kinds of issues. You can go on for hours talking about this. The individual nuance of something happening like we just described in Orlando, but then other things that happen just as a result of people not paying attention to what they're doing on the highway. And then, are you safer if you're in one of these faster lanes? Man, you better keep going or you get pushed out of the way by the guy behind you. Regularly, when I get into the HOV lane, we were in it when we were driving around in February on the way from Palm Springs up to Los Angeles, and I would be doing 80 miles an hour, so I'd be right on my tail. Right. I'm not talking about back a bit, 4 feet off my tail.
Wondering why you're going so slow.
Yeah.
At 80. Right.
And 80. And as someone who recently had to follow Doug in a car behind him, I can assure you Doug has a lead foot. He is not going slow anytime soon.
Victoria's referring to when we were at the Talkers convention last month in New York on Long Island, Kara and Bob, who is our general manager, in the car behind me, and Jim Bohannon and I were in my car talking, and we weren't paying any attention to anything that was going on. We went around a circle, I think, twice or three times before we actually got to the place where we could go into the hotel. But
I started calling him Clark Griswold.
Yeah, thank you.
Because it was like, right, Parliament, 40, Big Ben.
47 past the hour. All of this is food for thought on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology is making everyday tasks simpler, so digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with 5 brands to help better your digital lifestyle. Mario, what are your top ideas this summer?
The single-serve brewing trend is hot, so check out the GE Profile Refrigerator with Keurig K-Cup Brewing System. Just by using the GE Kitchen app, you can preset brew times for your water, coffee, tea, or any Keurig K-Cup hot beverage within the refrigerator. I have a free app that helps you with your green spaces. Grow from Scott's Miracle Grow. The app provides inspiration and education so you can transform any type of foliage from backyard gardens to indoor plants. Grow takes complex gardening tasks and simplifies them for you. A must-have app for Samsung Galaxy devices is the Samsung Plus. It's your one-stop destination for getting personalized live expert support and the tools to keep your device running like new. The Samsung Assist feature gives you remote support and hands-on help at the push of a button. Plan your music and style with the portable Muo wireless speakers from KEF. You can stream your favorite tunes via Bluetooth, and KEF's legendary UniQ technology delivers stunningly accurate sound, beautiful design, a variety of colors, and up to 12 hours of battery life. Get better sleep this summer. Check out Sleep Number beds with Sleep IQ technology. You and your partner can adjust the firmness and support on each side, and built-in Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep and offers insights and suggestions for your best sleep.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
The Movie Man. 6-second DVD review starts now.
After the god-awful gods of Egypt, London has fallen. And apparently so is Gerard Butler's career. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happyland.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Flintstones theme music. That's from the movie that was done in 1994. When was the television show? Was in the 60s and 70s, wasn't there? Or 70s and 80s? Was around the same time the Jetsons?
I think it was the 60s.
60s and 70s. Way before your time, Chucker.
Well, actually, it was, you know, repeated for decades. Before I went to school when I was a little kid, I used to watch two cartoons before I left. One was the Flintstones, and the second was Magilla Gorilla.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it.
And look at how your life has changed because of it. Today is John Goodman's birthday, so we celebrate it with the music from the Flintstones, although you could find music from many other movies that were popular. He's a very cool guy and has done very well. It's very interesting, the rumors that you hear. Remember in one of the movies, he was providing drugs to a movie star. Do you remember that movie? He had a beard. I'm trying to remember what the name of the movie was. Chuck, does that ring a bell with you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. He's done so much, especially in the last 10 years. He's in a movie that just came out on DVD Blu-ray, Cloverfield Lane, which is a sequel to Cloverfield. He is really, really good in this movie. It's a genre piece, but I think he's good enough to get nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar. He's really good.
One of the things, it's kind of like the same story as you hear with regard to Jason Statham. Jason Statham was a driver and used to deliver Guy Ritchie's drugs to him. And that's how he got noticed by Guy Ritchie.
Yeah,
that's
I believe that's true.
And that same story with Goodman. He apparently was a drug mule for somebody when he was a kid and got noticed and somehow or other got a conversation to him. And that's how he gets started. It's really very interesting how some of these things
Most people would know him from Roseanne. He did from 88 to 97. I thought he was really good in Arachnophobia. Remember, he played the exterminator. And
yeah,
was
sure. I saw that movie. I remember everything about
so
it because I certainly
Doug
saw
Valley.
That movie.
I love that.
And I give you another example of how, you know, how a guy like that can elevate a movie. A movie most people, critics hate, but I actually like. A movie called Coyote Ugly in 2000. He played actress Piper Perabo's father. And he's really good in that movie. And elevates the material to a much higher level.
He's very, very good at playing all kinds of different roles, and I think that's a tribute to him, obviously. All right, we're going to pause for a moment. Then Chucker has the box office totals for the weekend here, plus some movie news next on Good Day.
The Movie Man. 6 seconds. DVD review starts now.
It's not Fail Caesar, but not really Hail Caesar either. More like Mildly Entertaining Caesar. The Man.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
All right, Chucker, what do we get at the box office for this weekend? Any surprises?
No, no real surprise, Doug. As expected, Disney's animated sequel to Finding Nemo, Finding Dory, opened pretty big, $136 million over 3 days. This should have a lot of legs for weeks to come. The action comedy Collateral, Central Intelligence, with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart opened second. A solid but not stupendous $34.5 million at business. The horror sequel, The Conjuring 2, placed third, 61% drop off week to week, though, $72 million in 10 days. Now You See Me 2 plays fourth, 9.6, $41 million in 2 weeks. And the video game movie Warcraft, 6.5, $37 million in 2 weeks. But a 73% drop off week to week, that's pretty substantial, rounding out the top five. Two movies hit theaters this Friday, which I think will really get summer movie going season going. Independence Day 2. And also The Shallows, a shark thriller with Blake Lively, which I predict will be a sleeper hit. But I'm really curious to see how Independence Day 2 opens, how big it will, and how much it is still big.
I don't want to go see it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.